What if you could access your mental A-game on demand? Not through science fiction pills or implants, but through evidence-based techniques anyone can use. This question drove Elizabeth Ricker, MIT and Harvard graduate, to explore the frontiers of brain enhancement for over a decade. Her findings reveal that even modest improvements in cognitive abilities can transform your life. Unlike traditional self-help that asks you to blindly follow gurus, neurohacking embraces scientific self-experimentation, testing what works specifically for your unique brain. This approach has a distinguished history. At least 14 Nobel Prize winners were self-experimenters, including Jonas Salk, who tested his polio vaccine on himself and his family. Neurohacking combines cutting-edge neuroscience with practical techniques to find creative shortcuts for improving brain function, carefully tracking results with quantitative measures rather than subjective feelings. The result? A personalized approach to mental optimization that works with your unique neurological makeup. To upgrade your brain effectively, follow the FSTR process. Focus on specific mental abilities one at a time. Selection of appropriate interventions from the book's 15-minute daily protocols, training with pre- and post-testing, including washout periods, and reflection on results using visual data representation. Maintain motivation with three tools: a neurohacker's notebook to track goals and results, an accountability partner, which can nearly double success rates, and evidence-based habit formation techniques like implementation planning. Think of this as debugging your mental software, fixing performance issues before adding new features. Before attempting advanced cognitive enhancement, address foundational physiological factors. Sleep quality significantly impacts cognitive function, especially higher-order thinking. Air quality, temperature, and nutrition are equally important. Approximately 10% of Americans have vitamin or mineral deficiencies affecting brain function, particularly B6, iron, vitamin D, vitamin C, and B12. Those on restrictive diets face higher risks. Vegetarians often lack creatine, which affects reasoning and working memory. Executive function serves as your brain's CEO, managing planning, decision-making, error correction, and adaptation. Its three core components are working memory, holding and manipulating information, inhibition, restraining impulses, and cognitive flexibility, switching between tasks. These abilities strongly predict life outcomes. A New Zealand study tracking 1,000 children to age 32 found that childhood self-control predicted adult health, finances, substance use, and criminal behavior, even controlling for socioeconomic status and IQ. Preschoolers' working memory has proven more reliable than IQ in predicting academic success. These functions primarily operate in the prefrontal cortex, which works with the hippocampus for memory and sensory areas for environmental input. Executive function can be measured through tests like the NBAC, ruler drop, Flanker, and Stroop tests. Viktor Frankl noted, "Our power exists in the space between stimulus and response, where emotional self-regulation operates. This ability allows us to monitor, assess, and modify emotions both consciously and subconsciously. The emotionally regulated person can delay expressing emotions when appropriate and influence their feelings, thoughts, and physiology. The process involves four steps: awareness, recognizing emotional situations, selection, choosing focus, interpretation, framing the situation, and response, acting on interpretation. During emotional regulation, both the prefrontal cortex and emotion-generating regions, like the amygdala, become highly active." While most struggle with remembering, individuals with hyperthymesia recall autobiographical details with 97% accuracy through better memory consolidation and obsessive rehearsal. For the rest of us, memory operates in three stages: encoding, sensory detection; storage, filtering information from sensory to short-term and potentially long-term memory; and retrieval, accessing stored information. Four memory types function in different brain regions. Autobiographical memory involves multiple areas, including the amygdala. Working memory engages the prefrontal cortex. Semantic memory, facts and concepts, relies on the hippocampus, and procedural memory, skills, depends on the striatum. As expertise develops, brain activity shifts. Novices show intense prefrontal cortex activity, while experts' brains appear quieter, using automatic processes instead of working memory. Strong learning and memory capabilities save time, build confidence, and help us adapt to change, with job automation potentially displacing 750 to 375 million workers by 2030, learning quickly becomes crucial for career adaptation. The techniques in this book enable dramatic improvement through systematic practice and evidence-based interventions. Mental health significantly impacts cognitive performance. Depression impairs processing speed and working memory. With 1 in 5 Americans experiencing mental illness, addressing these issues can dramatically improve cognitive functioning. Assess 10 foundational areas: sleep, hydration, air quality, nutrition, physical energy, safety, social connectedness, meaning, medical health, and life stressors. Lower scores indicate bottlenecks that should be addressed before trying advanced techniques. Emotions trigger powerful bodily responses through fight or flight chemicals that change heart rate variability, fingertip temperature, and skin chemistry. This whole body involvement explains why body-focused meditation effectively manages emotions. Developing emotional self-regulation, such as recognizing when stress affects productivity and taking brief walks to regain focus, strongly correlates with success in work, relationships, and well-being. After identifying your mental targets, explore evidence-based interventions for enhancing cognitive performance. Placebo effects trigger endorphin release and stimulate neurotransmitters like dopamine and serotonin. They work even when you know they're placebos, provided you understand mind-body healing. Exercise is one of the most powerful cognitive interventions, benefiting executive function, learning, memory, emotional regulation, and creativity. Research shows cognitive improvements of 8% from light-moderate exercise, 12% from hard exercise, and 16% from very hard exercise, with morning sessions producing the largest boost. Blue light therapy enhances mental performance and mood regulation by activating brain regions governing alertness and memory emotions. It works by triggering norepinephrine, promoting alertness, and affecting melatonin, causing sleepiness. Advanced approaches include serious games that balance difficulty with skill level, neurofeedback for brainwave control, and transcranial direct current stimulation, TDCS. Certain nootropics like Bacopa Monieri show promise, with users demonstrating nearly 35% better cognitive test performance after 8 to 12 weeks. The culmination of the neurohacking approach is the personal self-experiment, a systematic method for discovering what truly works for your unique brain. The book provides 20 different self-experiment protocols, requiring just 15 minutes daily with a structured scientific approach. Each establishes baseline measurements, implements interventions with careful randomization, and includes washout periods between interventions to prevent carryover effects. For statistical validity, experiments should run for 30 to 60 days with 15 to 30 repetitions of each intervention. This allows sufficient data collection while accounting for natural variations. While large-scale studies reveal population-level effects, only self-experimentation can uncover what specifically works for your unique neurological makeup. Brain imaging shows that individual brain wiring patterns are as unique as fingerprints, with differences in neural pathways, receptor densities, and neurotransmitter levels. This biological uniqueness explains why cognitive enhancement approaches yield varying results across individuals. Your brain, a 3-pound marvel containing roughly 86 billion neurons forming trillions of connections, is the most complex object in the known universe. By applying these neurohacking techniques, you're taking control of your cognitive destiny in a world where your ability to learn, adapt, and think clearly may be your most valuable asset.